This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply.
California and New York, two captured states on each end of the country, have officially rolled out new COVID protocols and mandates on their websites and said that indeed they're bringing back the controls. But we really caught them with their pants down almost 2 weeks ago with the whistleblower info. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a call yesterday. An individual was in town, and they are a high-level manager in the TSA. Tuesday, we got called in, the managers, and told that by the middle of September, you all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees. Then, by the middle of October, they are going to say that everyone flying has to wear a mask. Well, I mean, why is this happening? They said, well, because of the new variant in Canada.
What? People who have had the vaccine are more susceptible to BA.2.A6. What the actual shit?
But I was sent by the whistleblower a link to the California website, and it says the controls are back, and here they are, right there in black and white. They're going to roll them out. And through the institutions, through the corporations, through the hospitals, through the hotels, through the colleges, through the public schools, all over the country, they are shutting down public schools if there's one COVID case. That's creating the lockdown by sending the children back home. That's the beginning of it. My sources, because I called around and confirmed what the first source said, said middle of September, Biden is set to start the rollout. Now, 5-6 days later,
request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. Tentatively, it is recommended that, it would like to be recommended that everybody get it.
Joe Biden literally saying, y'all need to come, they need to come up with a new vaccine, and they need to come up with a way that people have to take it no matter what. I'm willing to die about my freedom. I'm willing to die about my medical independence. So all I got to say to you in that video, try that shit and fuck around and find out.
FDA and CDC, they've made an announcement on the new vaccine. So certainly they said that they will have there'll be an updated vaccine mid-September.
There never was a COVID pandemic. There never was a SARS-CoV-2 novel virus. There was never any of those things. This is a behavior modification exercise to fulfill the objective of the financial interests that were being served. And let's remember that the quote, until a pandemic is at emergency threshold, the public doesn't understand the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus or pan-influenza vaccine. We need the media to create the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process. That's a quote from Peter Daszak. That's a quote that was made at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, published in 2015. This is the admission of terrorism again.
Now, what did I say they were told? The beginning of the announcements begins September 15th. This was just the warming up and getting ready that just so happened to begin right after I announced it, literally 6 hours later, everywhere. They just opened up on the public, every control corporate outlet, and then the institutions to create the fear.
You can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries. You can actually do that. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
This has nothing to do with public health. It has nothing to do with breaking any waves. It was always about breaking people.
There's the path of resistance, or there is the path of total enslavement. Come on. Your ancestors were stronger than this. You're stronger than this. You can focus on the New World Order and its activities. And you can ask God to lead, guide, and direct you with discernment. And if you do that, we're unstoppable together.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fight in the info war. It's Alex Jones.
Get some water running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Guns at once. Well, she's firing all of her guns at once, the mighty MTG. And Texas is already 105. We don't need somebody as beautiful and amazing as her. She clashes with the heat down here. This place is burning up now. It is so great to have you here. So great to be going to dinner tonight. And we got an hour with you, and you're just amazing. I want to talk about the Trump attacks, the indictments. I know you're helping quarterback get the impeachment going. They now admit Biden's getting ready for it. As you promised months ago, it's coming. They need to first have some of these hearings and investigations. But you wanted to talk about, because I just talked to you a few minutes ago before we went live, you wanted about what's coming next, their climate lockdown. So MTG, you are here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it. Well, it's always what is the next thing, right? And what we see from Marxism, what we see from the left is any kind of movement that can capture the masses, get them wrapped up so they put the emoji on their social media so they can share it, something they get behind, they all donate their money, they all get into the movement. We saw it happen with BLM. We saw it happen with COVID, mask, vaccines. We saw it happen with Ukraine. They tried it with monkeypox. We made fun of it, and it failed. They're trying to bring COVID back. But I really believe the next thing is going to be this climate change crisis. They're going to create it into an emergency. And, Alex, I want to talk about Burning Man for a minute. We are watching, from a distance, there are approximately like 73 or 75,000 people in Nevada.
And they're locked in there from floods. And I was going to raise that. They literally did a mock sacrifice in all this, and then it flooded with these tornadoes. And it was, sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, God has a way of making sure everyone knows who God is. I'll say that about that. But let's talk about what is happening to these people. So there's 75,000 people in Nevada desert right now at this Burning Man. They're locked in. They're not allowed to leave. And they're basically probably being brainwashed that climate change is the cause of all of it.
Well, it's the root of all evil, and
it's going to destroy the earth. And they're feeling the panic. And the
media is saying that. Oh, this is because you didn't know about climate change.
Yes. So what's going to happen, Alex? It's the same thing, same way they launch any kind of movement. After this is over in Burning Man and these 75,000 people disperse and they go back home, they're going to have these stories to tell and how terrible it is and how we have to do everything possible to stop climate change. It's caused by humans, and it's carbon, and it's the amount of carbon that we put out. It's manufacturing. It's our gas and diesel engines. It's agriculture. I mean, AOC wants to get rid of cattle. Even population. We have too many humans putting out too much carbon. You're going to start hearing all this stuff, and this is going to build. And I believe this is the left's new lie they're going to put on the American people and try to get everyone behind and create it to where, remember AOC and the left and many others said that the earth is going to literally explode in a ball of fire. We're going to all die. It's going to be the end of the world.
2030.
This is what they're brainwashing people to believe.
No, I totally agree. And now Biden says he's set to announce a new climate emergency that Klaus Schwab said 3 years ago they do after COVID. So they literally cut our resources off and make it fancy.
Well, let's be realistic, though. Yes, the climate changes. It's been changing since the beginning of time. Since God created the earth, the climate has changed. And that is the reality because we live on our planet is moving. It's rotating. It's moving through our
The only constant is change.
It always changes. It rotates around the sun. It moves through the galaxy. Our galaxy rotates through the universe. Of course, our climate is going to change. But does that mean people are causing it? No. Does that mean we have to raise taxes to stop it? No, absolutely not. Does that mean we have to bow down to a globalist government? Absolutely
as
not.
As if they can stop it anyways.
They can't stop it.
It's all the sun, as you said. So.
Right.
What's happening in Congress? Because I know we're getting close to impeachment movements. We know Biden's a puppet, but still we need to get them on the defense because that ties into these insane indictments of Trump, which even Donna Brazile admits has totally blown up in their face.
Well, so day one, when I entered Congress in January of 2021, on Joe Biden's first day in office, I introduced articles of impeachment. And I introduced those against Joe Biden because of Ukraine, because of Burisma, because we knew the truth. We knew the truth a long time ago. And I introduced those articles of impeachment. This has been a movement I have been pushing since the time I came into Congress. This is why they kicked me off committees. This is why they tried to politically destroy me. But finally, through our oversight investigations, I'm on the oversight committee. We have been investigating Joe Biden since the beginning of this Congress, and the amount of evidence we have produced has become so overwhelming now that even our Republicans in Congress that don't want to have anything to do with impeachment, they are now, I believe we have enough votes to vote for impeachment inquiry when we go back here next week in September.
Amazing. Elaborate on that. And then what about impeachment of Merrick Garland? These people are a joke. And then you've got Jack Smith meeting secretly at the White House.
That's right. So if everyone wants to know more information, you can go to impeachmentteam.com, impeachmentteam.com.
By the way, I want to hear a record skip sound right now in everybody's mind. Slowly give this out because you're on the field. You're a champion in the fight. You are quarterbacking this. You're getting this done. You promised this months ago. It's happening now. People need to go to this site, they need to tweet it, they need to share it, they need to get behind it. So explain this to us.
Okay, so I've introduced articles of impeachment on Joe Biden. I've introduced articles of impeachment on Merrick Garland. I've introduced articles of impeachment on Christopher Wray, Matthew Graves, who persecutes January 6th defendants, pro-life protesters, parents who hold their school board accountable. That's Matthew Graves. And I've introduced articles of impeachment against Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Here's what's happening. The amount of evidence, Alex, is becoming so overwhelming. Just like, here, let me say this. This is really important. Just like we can truly say, at least I can truly say, I believe the Great Awakening is occurring because of truth. People all over are waking up and God is dividing people by the sheep and goats. He is literally dividing us. There's people that can't hear the truth right now, and then there's people that are waking up over and over. The amount of truth that is basically just coming out throughout Congress is forcing the will of Congress, forcing the will of Republicans. Republicans that wouldn't act before are now becoming willing to act. And so I have a lot of encouragement and hope where we are going forward. But at the same time, I caution people at home to please have patience, even though that's the hardest thing to have, because I feel the same way as you do. I want impeachment now and I want it on all these people. But what we have to do is we have to continue to push. So here's the good thing. All of my colleagues that I work with, they've been at home in their districts, and they've had to hear from their constituents. They've had to hear from the voters that sent them to Washington. And I hope to God they have been yelling at them.
And you said that, Buzzy. You said, we've got McCarthy about to do it. He says now they're moving there.
He said
so
he's ready.
You delivered again.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. But in a way, I get the point. You've got to ripen it and have the investigations to show it all to make sure you have the votes.
Right. So here's the process. Let's explain it out in detail so everyone knows. In the House of Representatives, we have 435 members of Congress.
Now let's be clear. In our system of three branches, federalism is done to make it slow so a dictator can take control. So people get frustrated. It takes time, but that's how our system works.
Absolutely. We don't want it fast because imagine if it was split the other way. We've already seen that. They impeached Trump twice by abusing the system and abusing power. So 435 members of Congress. We have 222 Republican members, only 222. We have to have 218 yes votes to do anything in the House of Representatives. Without 218, we fail on everything.
So you've got to overwhelmingly nail it.
We have to overwhelmingly nail it. Now, here's Kevin McCarthy has been there. He's already been there. He has spent time. Our Oversight Committee has spent time. Judiciary has spent time. Ways and Means Committee has spent time producing evidence, investigating evidence, and showing it through our committee work so that we can not only show the American people, we can also show all of our colleagues, everyone in Congress, to convince them, look, we have the evidence right now, not to impeach, literally just to ask the question. That's what an impeachment inquiry is. Can we just ask the question?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Not vote for any appropriation bill that does those things. I will not vote for a short-term CR that does those things.
And how amazing, though, has been them trying to roll it out again. I mean, it's everywhere.
They're losing. They need things to distract people, to suck them into fear. That's why they need the climate change crisis. That's why they want climate activists and protesters. They're going to be rioters. Just wait. Then we may have lockdowns.
They're blocking roads and everything.
Of course they are. Then we're going to have more COVID to increase mass hysteria and fear. They need people distracted. And I'll go back to why. The border's wide open. Bidenomics is destroying people's ability to pay their bills. They're putting us into a war that may lead to World War III. They cannot win on these policies. They're locking up their top political opponent, President Trump, who we remember 4 years with President Trump as some of the greatest years in America.
And now the head of the DNC says this isn't working. What do they think was going to happen?
Well, they did a good job with elections before. We understand that. But I truly see this as they're so arrogant. Really, Alex, they're so arrogant. They really believe that their policies are the best, that they know what they're doing, and that these little stupid peons and the uneducated people of America, you know, the deplorables, as they called us once before, that we don't know what we're doing, that they know better than us, and that they can just win, and that they'll just...
And Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's the key. The Black Rocks know it's to create an angrier world, destroy things, and consolidate power. But you're right. The Democrats actually believe they're creating a utopia, and they're being given marching orders that are going to destroy everything.
They are. Well, they're definitely doing that. They're leading us down to a road of destruction. But I'm telling you, Alex, people are waking up. It's the most incredible.
Oh, that's an understatement, because I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I don't have a way to describe to people what I see on the street. Because I live in liberal communist Austin. I got hate a year ago or two. No hate ever now. Like I mean, it's total reversal.
That's wonderful. Because people know, and they're suffering under the Biden administration or the Biden regime. They've already been fooled. People that really bought into COVID, they have come out of this thing so upset and angry. Like, I can't believe I got these vaccines. They didn't even work. I can't believe I wore a mask all the time. That didn't help me. It didn't stop the spread of COVID. People that are coming out of this are coming out and they're waking up. And so they have no desire to go back. They're also realizing that, oh, maybe there's some truth to this Hunter Biden laptop. Oh, shoot. Maybe Joe Biden has been doing
so that. And they see Maui really pissed people off.
It should piss people off. Lahaina was a wonderful town. I've been there many times.
Me too.
Yeah, it was one of the best places to go visit in Maui. My daughter spent nearly every summer out there for like 8 years. The people there are wonderful. It just is a great, or it was a great community. But look
at he said about the train deal, Roman. He said he's too busy to go there. We have that club. Just too busy to go to.
Too busy to go. Well, you know, Joe Biden, it's amazing. He wants $24 billion more for Ukraine, but wants to give a $700 one-time payment to the people of Lahaina that lost everything. Then when he did go talk to him, he talked about how his kitchen fire and experience there is if somehow was comparable to what they went through. They lost everything. They can't even find neighbors. They can't find kids. Their livelihoods are gone. Their homes are gone. But yet he hasn't gone to visit East Palestine. He hasn't gone to the border. But you better bet he's been over to Ukraine to see Zelensky countless times. And he set his ass on the beach in Delaware I don't know how many times.
I think at 44% of the time he's on vacation.
Yeah, that's a lot of vacation time. You know, if you work Monday through Friday, that's about 26. That gives you about 26% of the year vacation time. Think about that. If you work Monday through Friday all year long, then you Saturday and Sunday is vacation. So that's about 26% of the year But Joe Biden has spent over 40%, 40, 44%.
44%, yeah.
It's incredible. Well, he's also, he's too old to serve.
Well, that's my next question. What are they going to do about him? I mean, they got Newsom kind of getting warmed up. They got Big Mike.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, Big Mike's got you laughing.
Yeah. I tell you what, they're going to save her when, if it's a real emergency, we'll definitely see her come out.
They're going to break in case of emergency.
Exactly. Like, she's in a case.
It's like a Big Mike.
She's in a case. She is there. That's when everything is failing. Donald Trump's going to win. Joe Biden is a corrupt criminal. No one can deny it. Gavin Newsom can't win because he destroyed California. They're going to run over there. They're going to pull the hammer, break the glass, and they're going to pull her out.
Do you think Big Mike's a handsome man? I'm not getting in trouble.
Well, you know, Joan Rivers might have said things that could...
Yeah. Wow, keep going. Man, MTG, I love her.
Yeah, no, really, though, that would be... I don't think she wants to run. I don't think, but we know Obama would love it. And actually, that'd be their only way to keep going. And I think...
Isn't this pretty much the third administration of Biden?
Oh, this is totally...
Or Obama?
It's totally the third term. Absolutely. It's the third term. They've got all the same people back in there. They're running everything just as if they never skipped a beat. President Trump was like a speed bump for them. They went right back to it, pursuing everything they were trying to pursue before, and they want to continue that process. And that's where we're at. And yeah, Michelle Obama, she's definitely the one that will try to save the day.
Roger Stone talks to Trump every day. He says the guy's got ice water. He says he's only 40 something years. He says Trump's on cloud nine. What is your view? You talk to Trump a lot. This guy's incredible.
President Trump is remarkable. I think I talk to him a lot, and I think what I can explain to people is, number one, he is such a real person. Every time I talk to him, he always asks me, how are you doing, Marjorie? He genuinely will ask about me. And
he called me and my wife on our honeymoon 7 years ago. I'm like, how did you even know this was happening?
Isn't that great? That's the kind of man he is, though. And there's several things that impressed me. One of them is the fact that he is such a successful businessman for so many years. And there is no PhD that equals that. There is no education. There is nothing that...
Well, you're a successful businesswoman. You know that's the real streets.
It is. That is it. If you can
That's why
survive,
you're so successful. But you never talk about it, but you've been very successful.
I have, and it takes hard work to be there. It takes a lot of hard work to get there, but you learn. You learn real lessons that you cannot learn with any college or university. There is no master's degree or PhD program.
You learn how to spot BS quick.
Right. And so President Trump has that. And then if you take that's how I view government. My job in government, I only look at it with a business lens. And President Trump sees it the same way. The other thing I really appreciate about President Trump is the fact that he plays golf every day makes him extremely healthy. You know, I work out a lot. That's something that I'm dedicated to. And I
love watching you do the power clinic.
Thank you. But health and fitness helps your mental capacity. It keeps you sharp. There's a whole just everything around it between your health, your fitness, your mental capacity.
So he's stronger. Would you say he's stronger now under attack?
I would say he is extremely strong.
Because Brazil said, oh, my God, this is a Nietzschean. She said, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. They're scared. Don't you get it? You're in a game of chicken with us.
They should be scared because I rode down those same streets. I went to the Atlanta jail, and I rode down there, down Rice Street, and I saw all the people coming out. And they were out on the side of the road screaming.
Let's talk about that. And, guys, since you mentioned it, I think the clip's in there. Make sure we bleep it. This guy's on fire, this great American this great American black man. Joe Rogan sent me this like 3 days ago. This has gone, not name dropping, it's just that's how viral this is. We're going to come back, play this. MTG is in the house. We'll give you the URL, too, to get behind the impeachment straight ahead. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest humanoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% cumadin. And that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Joe Biden literally saying, y'all need to come, they need to come up with a new vaccine, and they need to come up with a way that people have to take it no matter what.
I'm willing to die about my freedom. I'm willing to die about my medical independence. So all I got to say to you in that video, try that shit and fuck around and find out.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the future president of the United States, I don't just say that to kiss up to her, I feel it. I think the first female president of the United States, I think in maybe 4 or 8 years, is going to be MTG. And I can't wait to support her for president of the United States if we save this country. But MTG, you wanted to get to what's coming next today. You said you can't wait to know what's coming next. This is what InfoWars is all about. All the main numbers show economy and free fall and reality. We're going to hit that in a moment. But first, this isn't entertainment seeing Trump being attacked like this. This isn't like a boxing match or a train wreck or a soap opera. This is our future here. And yeah, he's confident, and yeah, it's waking people up. But we can't underestimate our enemies and what they may pull, because as Donna Brazile said, they're cornered rats and they're losing. Gut level, and with all your contacts in Congress, MTG, what should we be worried about? What should we be focused on? What should we be doing? What should we be praying for? Because they now know nothing they've done's worked. What do they do next? That's why I've said we don't hope this happens to Biden or Trump, but I'm really concerned they could have some white supremacists kill Biden, blame us. They say it's this epidemic that doesn't exist per capita, and I'm really concerned about them going after Trump because logically, historically, that's the next move in the graph.
Maybe. What I worry about, actually, is I worry about a hot war. I worry about a very serious war. Because historically, if you look at our country, historically, whenever America has gone to war, the American people rally around whoever the president is. We remember George Bush after 9/11.
October surprise.
Yes. So we remember, then that's our natural, you know, our natural instinct to rally behind our country, behind our flag. So many people will sign up to join the military, and they rally behind the president. And the biggest thing I'm concerned about, Alex, is I'm concerned that they will go to the next level with Ukraine, put troops on the ground. Russia will absolutely see it for what it really is. They will go to war with us, and the United States and Russia will be in a hot war. That is my biggest concern, and I think that would be something that the Democrats, the State Department, the Biden administration could move towards, because they will not back off of Ukraine.
And that's exactly what Tucker's been saying, and now they're sending F-16s. We know U.S. troops are there as advisors, and we know Ukraine's losing now. So what are you hearing in Congress?
My amendment failed on that. I had an amendment to block the F-16s going to Ukraine. It failed on the House floor. We didn't have enough members of Congress to vote for it. That's the danger we're in, Alex.
Clear escalation. There's not much levels left.
No, there's very... I've from day one, I voted no for Ukraine. I voted no for money going there. I voted no to sanctions on Russia. I voted no to all of it, because the only solution there that makes any rational sense is for those two countries to come to peace terms, and that's between them. That doesn't have to involve the United States.
And Trump says they get into it overnight. That's true. The media says he can't. The U.S. runs it. Of course you get into it.
Yeah, it can end overnight. You want to know how? We cut off the money. Zelensky even said it. He won't even have elections unless America funds his elections. I'll tell you how bad it is over there. The United States of America, we send Ukraine send $1 billion every single month to Ukraine to fund their government.
But
that's not the war. That's to keep the lights on for their government.
But $700 to people in Maui.
$700 one time for the people in Maui. And that's outrageous. It's unacceptable. But I do believe what we could see is we could see them move us into a full-scale war in Ukraine, all in the name of protecting Europe. They're always saying that Putin is, his goal is to take Europe. We have seen no evidence of that whatsoever, and I'm not defending Vladimir Putin. I'm just saying, if you look at it black and white, and also...
If Putin had hundreds of thousands of troops in Canada, I'd say go to war with him. We're there starting this.
Right. But think about this. I mean, I'm old enough to remember. You remember, every time we've ever been at war, didn't we watch it every single night on television? Remember how we would watch on television the bombing of Baghdad or the bombings in Afghanistan?
It was like entertainment.
It was like sick, disgusting entertainment. But they showed it nonstop on the news. Let me ask you, when is the last time anyone has been able to turn on the television and watch the war that America is funding?
Ooh, you know what? At that point,
and
you don't ever see it.
No, you never see it.
Even though it's as big, they say it's nothing, it's bigger than Vietnam, Korea. I mean, it's hundreds of 340,000 dead. This is a full war.
Tell me where the CNN war reporters are, and why aren't they in a bunker with Ukrainian troops? Tell, ask, really, I want to know.
That's
what they used to do. That's what these were. That's what we always saw.
Now it's like it's a war on another planet. But
it's an invisible war. You don't get to see it. You're paying for it, but you don't get to see it. You want to know why they're lying? Ukraine is losing this war. I'm probably the only member of Congress that will say that out loud.
No, you aren't. And I love the meme how you're not smart. You're one of the smart people I know. You're so smart. And I love the left claims they're old and power women, but they go, oh, MTG's dumb. No, you're saying the truth that is complex and sophisticated, and it's disgusting. And since when do Democrats support World War III? I guess they do now.
Absolutely they do right now. They have to. They have to support World War III because it supports their climate change agenda. It changes the world. If you support a massive global war, it completely shifts everything. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a full shift in the way, basically the way we live, the way governments work, trade policies. But they're creeping onto the most dangerous levels that will hurt all of us. And here's why. Because we sanctioned Russia, Russia got smart and they went and made trade deals with China. And then they started making trade deals with other countries.
That was my next point. This is destroying America's soft power. And I love our country. I love our empire. But I hate seeing America go way down in the world.
Well, look at BRICS. Because of the war in Ukraine, they have created BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They've created this very powerful, growing international group where they can do trade, buy and sell goods.
The Indians just bought billions in oil.
Yeah, and they're going to tank our dollar because they trade in their own currencies, not the U.S. dollar. They can trade in their own currency.
So what's the bigger 30,000-foot view?
The 30,000-foot view is war is an option for the Democrats to win the election.
Insane.
Because they think it'll rally the people.
So yeah. You're saying what's coming next, and I agree with you. Tucker said it's war, expanded war.
Absolutely. I see war. I see war because I introduce amendment after amendment on the House floor, and I cannot get my amendments passed to stop F-16s, to stop funding to go to Ukraine. Even though the American people overwhelmingly do not support the Ukraine war, it's not.
And by the way, the Russians can shoot down a 5,000, mile an hour, Mach missile the British sold them. An F-16 only goes like 1,500. They're going to blow those up anyways.
Right.
So what is the point?
Well, I think if you're to control the American people, number one, you have to make them feel afraid of something or multiple things. It doesn't have to be just one thing. It can be the continuing threat of COVID. It's continuing. It'll never go away. That's why they want new vaccines and more mask mandates and more vaccines. And we have to keep fighting
COVID.
Don't
you love that they're like, yeah, we want new mandates, but you're crazy. We don't want new mandates.
Right.
You seen that little mind control?
Oh, of course. And then, and now it's climate change. And, oh, the poor people in Burning Man, and they're going to run out of there and convinced, brainwashed, that's what happened to them was because man-made climate change nearly killed them in the desert of Nevada. They're going to run out there and spread that. It'll be multiple issues, but the ultimate one is a world war. And I believe that's where we're going.
Wow. Let's talk about impeachment again. You've got a website. What do people do there? How do they get involved?
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top. with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wait for me. It's gonna click for you real fast. Joe Biden is the best intelligence asset they have. You can't get a better one. You can't get a better president for the intelligence community than Joe Biden. Do you want to know why? Think about it. He's completely controlled. This is a man that was a Catholic that used to be against abortion. Where is he at now? He is for cutting the body parts off of children to change their gender. Why is he this way? Because he is controlled. Why is he controlled? Because he's a criminal. And he's caught, and they've told him, we'll protect you. We got you covered, Joe, as long as you keep going down this trail.
So he gets all the blame, and they hide behind him.
They don't want to get rid of Joe Biden. He's the best. Think about it like this. Now, for the mass, the public that doesn't really pay attention to politics, they don't know about the Hunter Biden laptop. They might know about it a little bit, but they don't really know. They see Joe Biden. He's innocent, sweet grandpa that stumbles his words every now and then, likes to get ice cream, and just wants to help America. And he wants to help Ukraine. That's how they see Joe Biden. So they want to continue to keep that image of Joe Biden for the masses of people that are busy in their lives every single day, busy going to work, working 2 to 3 jobs, taking care of their children, maybe paying attention to sports, enjoying life, the great life we have as Americans. They are not in tune to everything about Joe Biden. And for that issue alone, the best president that can exist in the White House, especially for the intelligence community, is Joe Biden. They keep him looking innocent. They protect him. They allow him to stay in the White House. They allow him to enjoy all the glory, and they cover up his crimes as long as he's controlled. He continues their foreign wars. He continues to advance their Marxist agenda for America. He's the perfect president for the left and the intelligence community.
He really is. So as Donna Brazile and others admit that this is exploding Trump, as if they wouldn't know that would happen, what do they do as they get increasingly cornered?
Here's what they've done. They've indicted President Trump too many times. Think about it. The more they indict him, the more they prove that all of this is political and all of this is a lie. And people pay attention more and more and more. And the more people pay attention, they see it for exactly what it is. And it exposes everything they're doing. And so the American people are rallying behind President Trump, because under President Trump, we had $1.75 gasoline in November of 2020. That's how much gas was in my hometown in Rome, Georgia, in the election.
And you talked about this earlier. We saw double black folks voting for Trump, usually 10% Republican, like 20-30%, depending on the demographic, males, females. Now it's just everywhere. All the big rappers, all the big people going against the system, they get it. It's viral everywhere. You live in Georgia. I mean, it looks like they're losing the black vote. I think Trump gets 50% now.
I think he will, but we have to pay attention to absentee ballot voter fraud. Look at the case in Mississippi. There's a Democrat in Mississippi.
Oh, I meant to play that video. Explain that to people.
Yeah, so there's a Democrat in Mississippi.
He has the text messages.
He has the proof, the absolute proof that his election was stolen with absentee ballot fraud. They were coming in with thumb drives for the election machines. They stole the election from him, and he has the proof of it, and he is yelling and screaming about it. And we've known this is how they've always done it. It has always been an issue. Elections get stolen, and Democrats even steal them from other Democrats. It's not just Republicans they steal elections from. It's absolutely against other Democrats. Look at what happened to Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton stole that election from Bernie Sanders. So for President Trump to say my election was stolen, regular people are like, hell yeah, it was. Because everybody knows that we voted and elected him.
Exactly. I'm not like a leftist that will overstate our position. I'm seeing explosive awakening. Like, you think of any prominent talk show host now or figure, whether it's James Woods or Joe Rogan or Russell Brand or Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr. or people, Jimmy Dore, they're all, Trump's great, New World Order's bad, the globalists are evil, we're in a coup, screw the Democrats. I mean, they've got hardcore liberals joining Trump. This is huge.
It is huge. But there's a lot of things that are happening that, you know, we don't talk about a lot on the news. And
you got 5 minutes left. You're awesome. Okay. You got the floor. Address that camera right there. You tell them.
Okay, I'd love
to. You're hosting right now.
Okay, great. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for being here. My God.
So here's something that I think is a major issue. So the Friday jobs report comes out. 1.2 million Americans.
And we have those graphics, guys. Put them on screen. Start over.
1.2 million Americans lost their jobs. That was on Friday's jobs report. But at the same time, over 600,000 foreigners, people from other countries, gained American jobs. So put that into perspective. 1.2 million Americans lost their jobs, but we imported foreign workers and gave them American jobs. And I want to talk about that, Alex, because this is what I see at home in my district, but it's happening all over the country.
And talk about it. I'm going to go to the control room. I'm going to put these graphs on screen. Go, keep going.
Okay. So tax credits, we see state governments, we see county governments, but we see the federal government as well. And the Biden administration has done this extensively, especially because of the Green New Deal. They've given tax credits and given a lot of your hard-earned tax dollars to these foreign countries' businesses to bring them in to give Americans jobs. So let me explain the danger of that for you. So, for example, you'll see maybe a battery company, because, of course, they love green energy. And they'll pay the battery company. They'll pay them by giving them free land. They'll give them tax credits to move in and build their site, build their manufacturing plant. They'll bring them in and they'll help them get completely set up. They'll even spend money. Like in Georgia, they have a job training program that they will train workers for these companies that they bring into Georgia. So that's paid for by Georgia taxpayers, which is so insulting. And here's why it's insulting. When a foreign country's business gets to move into, say, my state or my district or your state or somewhere around where you live, and they get the help from the federal government and the state government to move there with tax dollars, They are directly competing with the existing businesses that are already there. And here's how they're competing. We have a worker shortage in America. We don't have enough workers on every level. That goes from doctors, pilots, nurses, construction workers, plumbers, linemen, you name it, truck drivers. We do not have enough workers in America. So our government pays these foreign countries to bring their businesses into our country, and then these foreign country businesses get set up, and they steal workers away from the existing American companies. That is the big problem that's happening right now. So we're seeing job reports where we're seeing 1.2 million Americans lose their jobs. Why? Because of Bidenomics. Bidenomics is destroying our economy. It's destroying small businesses. It's destroying many ways for people to keep up. And so you see these American companies failing and faltering, and Americans are losing their jobs. But guess what?
It's because of an unfair playing field.
That's right. But think about how bad it is. So I have the flooring industry in Dalton, Georgia. It is a massive...
And by the way, you're not talking out of your patootie here. You're a very successful business lady in your own right.
That's right. I've run a construction company for over 25 years. I've been in business for a long time. Here's what's happening. So we have these massive flooring companies. I'm talking about some of the biggest in the world are in Dalton, Georgia. Well, we have Joe Biden bragging because he funded a solar panel company to be able to expand and build another manufacturing plant. And they've also funded other companies to move into my district. Well, guess what's happening? This battery production plant, the solar, these are...
I even saw their brainwashing employees into communism at the meetings.
Well, let me tell you what they do. There aren't enough workers. There aren't enough workers, Alex. So they are stealing workers from the flooring companies' manufacturing plants. They're stealing workers from other companies, and no one can keep workers. The people just aren't there. So you know what they're doing? They're importing them from overseas. So in my district, they're bringing in thousands of foreign workers because they don't have enough
workers. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Anytime you want the show, you can host it or take over. You are awesome. In closing, what do we do about this?
What we do about it is we have to fight like hell to fight for America First policies. We get President Trump back in the White House. You guys go to impeachmentteam.com. We're going to impeach Joe Biden, and we are going to painfully make him go through this.
And that's why they're so scared, because administratively, legally, we can end all this very quickly.
Could we end it right now?
No, but we had Trump in.
Oh, if we had Trump in, none of this would be happening. That's why we want him back.
Well, what an amazing time. Thank you for coming in studio and spending part of your weekend with us. Can't wait till you're back in Congress in a week or so. Can't wait to get dinner with you and just and the great folks from Right Side Broadcasting are here. So we are really excited. MTG, what other websites people should visit?
Oh, you can go to mtgforamerica.com, mtgforamerica.com. I always appreciate your help. Thank you.
MTG is our future president, and she is the lady we need to back. Owen Schroyer takes over in 2 minutes with Sunday Night Live. Spread the word. We love you. MTG, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.